7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to think about the arrival of spring. It's only a few days away. Keep saying that to yourself. It's only a few days away. And daylight savings time, you look outside, it's dark out. And it's going to be a while, but we're going to end up benefiting from it, because the end of the day will be a lot brighter and a lot later. And we're gaining 2 or 3 minutes of daylight, so things are looking up. The snow is going to melt. Now, for those of you that have no snow cover and you've raked the lawn, and it's important, you know, take the bamboo rake out, those plastic rakes, and get the grass raked before you do anything. And it's like when you wake up in the morning and you stretch, you may scratch your back a little bit, you know, and try and get the blood flowing. When you rake the lawn in the spring, that's what it does. You get all that dead plant debris, the sticks that came down, the leaves that you weren't able to get because the tree wasn't shedding quickly enough for you. But giving the lawn a good raking will make a big, big difference. Now, once the lawn has been raked, your first step is to put down Turf Turbo. Now, Turf Turbo is a replacement product for the old-fashioned limestone. Now, I know a lot of you listening grew up using that 50-pound bag of powdered lime to take the acidity out of your soil for your lawn so that the moss doesn't grow and the grass grows better. You've put it in the garden to make your vegetables and your flowers and your perennials grow better. Turf Turbo is a product that will do the same thing, but it does it faster. Now, the old-fashioned ground-up limestone will take up to 6 months to work. So if you put it down now, you have to say to yourself, okay, March, April, May, June, July, August, before you see anything happening. So you're not going to really benefit by putting down the lime in the spring until you get to August. And you want to get results faster. The other thing is, with the Turf Turbo, you get results in 7 to 10 days to change the acidity. And one bag of Turf Turbo is equivalent to up to 10 bags of the old-fashioned powdered lime. So instead of, say, let's say you have 10,000 square feet of lawn, a 50-pound bag of powdered lime will cover 1,000 square feet. So you would need 10 50-pound bags of lime that you would load into your trunk, drive home, unload it, put it in your spreader, and then go back and forth with the drop spreader And by the time you're done, you're exhausted. Your shoes are all white. Your pants are white. And if it's windy at all, a line blew all over the yard. It's going to work. But now you got to wait up to 6 months, depending on rainfall and the weather. So you put down the Turf Turbo, you get results in 10 to 14 days. And one bag is equivalent of up to 10 of the old-fashioned powdered lime. So what do? Switch over to the newest technology in gardening. And the old-fashioned powdered lime, I remember when I first started working at the nursery, we would unload every Monday morning 20 tons of powdered lime in 50-pound bags. It was incredible. Everybody would come in during the week and buy 10 bags, 20 bags at a time, where the front of the car was sticking up in the air and the back of the car was almost dragging. But it helped to make the grass grow better. The less acidic your soil is, the less weeds will live in your lawn. So if your soil is sweet, you'll have less dandelions, less chickweed, less crabgrass. So it's important, walk around your property after you've raked it, and if you see any indications of moss, and if you have oaks, pine, or maple in your lawn, there's a good chance that your soil is going to be on the acidic side. I'm not saying that you have to put down the lime substitute like Turf Turbo every year, but until you see that the moss is disappearing or gone, I would do it every year and then use it as a maintenance every other year. And that way you can keep your lawn thicker. Now, an acid soil, the chemistry changes, and a plant has a difficult time to pick out the fertilizer that's in the soil because the acidity will tie up the fertilizer and prevent the plant from using it. So let's say you bought a bag of fertilizer for your lawn. You applied it to the grass, and the same thing for the garden. The acidity would grab 20 or 30% of that food that you put down and hold it so that the plant cannot get it. You put down Turf Turbo, less of that fertilizer is going to be tied up because your soil is going to become less acidic. The less acidic, the better your fertilizer works, the thicker your lawn gets, and the fewer weeds that you'll get. And that means that you won't have to use a weed killer in your lawn. So it's a win-win situation. So go down to your nursery after you've got the lawn all raked, get the Turf Turbo down. That will sweeten the soil, and that way when the grass does begin to grow, it will grow a lot faster, it will grow thicker. Now, the next thing that needs to be put down, did you have crabgrass last year? If you didn't, great. Then just put down a straight lawn fertilizer. But if you had crabgrass last year, then you need to put down a crabgrass preventer. And that is going to help you. Now, you have to remember one thing. If you're new at gardening, or it's your first home, or you're just beginning to take care of your lawn, and you notice the crabgrass, because crabgrass is paler in color to your regular permanent lawn. Crabgrass is an annual. So it germinates in the spring. Usually when your forsythia, you know, the beautiful yellow shrub that comes in bloom early in the springtime, usually around Easter, and hopefully if the weather will warm up a bit, and the forsythia will be in bloom for Easter this year, which is around, I think, the 20th of April. But when the forsythia is in bloom, the crabgrass seed is beginning to germinate in your lawn. Now, if you had it last year, each crabgrass plant, when it made a flowering stalk, just like all grasses do, they make their own seed. Each crabgrass plant can make anywhere between 2 to 5,000 seeds per crabgrass plant. So if you only had a little bit last year, there's going to be a lot more this year. So you need to buy phase one, which is a fertilizer and a crabgrass preventer. Once you apply it to your lawn, water it in. So if you're not going to get any rain for a week after you've applied it, put the lawn sprinkler, dissolve the powder.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prints.
When I read Green Prints, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prints.
What is Green Prints? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prints, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prints is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prints shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prints is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. And I'm trying to give you a few things that can be done at this time of the year. This week started the maple sugaring in New England and New York State and parts of southern Canada, which is telling you that the sap is moving up from the ground where it was stored in the root system and moving up the tree to go up to the branches to wake up the buds, and the buds will make a flower and will make leaves on your trees. Knowing that, those of you that have Canadian hemlock, beautiful Canadian hemlock that you're growing for privacy, for a noise barrier, or maybe you have one on the corners of your home to give you a little bit of height if you have a tall home. But if you have Canadian hemlock on your property, I want you to spend a few minutes today and grab a hold of the branch near the tips where the new growth was made, turn it over, and the underside of the needle is green on the top, and the underside of the needle, which is flat, should be kind of a silvery color. There's an insect called woolly adelgid. And woolly adelgid looks like a piece of cotton, like mealybug that you would have on some of your plants. But woolly adelgid on hemlock, if it's not taken care of, it will kill your tree. Even trees up to 50 feet tall in the 3 to 4 year period, because it's sucking the life out of that plant. So look at your Canadian hemlock, and these woolly adelgids will be little bumps of cotton on the underside of the foliage. If you see it, the best way to get rid of it is with a product called Tree and Shrub. And what's so great about Tree and Shrub, your local nursery has it. You go in, you say, I want Bonide Tree and Shrub. You measure the circumference of your tree. Not the diameter, not across, but all the way around. And you apply 1 ounce for every inch of circumference into a bucket of water. You slowly dump around the rim or up against the trunk of the tree this material. The tree will absorb it, and with the sap going up the branches right now, it will move it up to 75 feet in the air. So if you've got some big Canadian hemlock, tree and shrub is the answer. And all it takes is one application for the whole year. Now, you can have it sprayed. It's going to cost you a fortune. You can do this yourself. And again, the product is called Tree and Shrub. It's made by Bonide. Most garden centers carry it. And if the snow is gone where you live, check your Canadian hemlock and put down the Tree and Shrub. Okay? And that will take care of the insects. Now, in the meantime, if you found them, let's feed them. While you're at the store getting the Tree and Shrub to kill the woolly adelgid on your hemlock, pick up a bag of Holly Tone fertilizer. It's made by Espoma. It's all organic. It's all natural. And that way you can fertilize your tree. And Holly Tone, one application per year. It's organic. It's natural. And you can use it on anything that stays green during the winter. So if you've got Pachysandra, English ivy, myrtle, azaleas, rhododendron, get them fed right now. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics. Spelled TerraGanix.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent-Gatton Club. Our phone number is toll free. 855-660-4261. So if you need some help, give us a call, and we'll all work together to help you to have a good start on the gardening season. You know, your days are getting shorter, are getting longer, rather, and with daylight savings time, if you're just getting up, it may be dark where you live. It's looking pretty good where I live in Maine, but it's cold. It's 14 degrees out, and normally in March, you know, the weather is nicer. You're thinking about getting out in the yard and getting maybe some pansies planted. As soon as you see that your local nursery, greenhouse, garden center has pansies, and they're kept outside, so they're acclimated to the weather where you live, they can be planted, because pansies will tolerate cold weather. I can remember when I first started working in the nursery industry, we would get in our pansies the middle of March, sometimes late March, and we would always get a little bit of snow. And I remember seeing the forecast and getting a little bit panicky and told my boss, you know, we're going to get some snow tonight. You want to bring in the pansies? He said, no, leave them right there. I said, well, we're going to kill it. And he said, no, pansies can tolerate the snow. So if where you live pansies are available. Get them in the ground. And if the weather does get nasty, which it can, when the snow melts, your pansies will be there smiling at you and just as happy as can be. As a matter of fact, I can remember today is my son Jason's birthday. He's 38. So he was born in 1976. And the day that he was born, we almost didn't make it to the hospital because we had a major blizzard. And we got to the hospital, and I would say 20 minutes later, Jason was born. We had over a foot of snow. So you can get a big storm during the month of March, or you could have a month of March where there's no snow at all. We just have to have patience. And if you want to be a good gardener, you need to have patience. Just keep saying to yourself, it's not ready yet. And when it is, I will be ready. So you work on getting your power equipment ready. You work on your tools. If you have long handle shovels, grading rakes, cultivators, or anything with a wooden handle, and you've had it for more than 3 or 4 years, that wooden handle is beginning to dry out. So one thing that will help to extend the life of that wooden handle, when you're out and about today, stop at a hardware store and buy linseed oil. Take the linseed oil, put it in a rag, rub the handle, and really let the wooden handles absorb the linseed oil. It will put moisture back right into that handle. It will extend the life of it. If you have a wheelbarrow and you've got a wooden handles on them, take a look at them. If they look all dried out, take some of that linseed oil and really apply it to it. And it will make the handles on your wheelbarrow last a lot longer for just pennies. Okay? So recondition the wood and it will pay in the long run. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carolyn from New Hampshire with a question about Hoya.
Carolyn, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Barrett Garden Club.
Thank you so much. I had called you about a year and a half ago when I was given a beautiful, big, five-rope Hoya plant. And it wasn't but a couple of months, and it bloomed its head off, and it was just lovely. And now weeks ago, I've noticed it's shriveling. I don't understand it. The gal who gave it to me, she could not keep it in her smaller quarters, and she said she watered it once a week. Well, it looked to me like it needed it a little bit more. In the meantime, I'd taken it out of my sunroom because it was getting sun bleached on one side, so I moved it inside to the window that looks on the sunroom. Now it's shriveling, and the leaves, the curlicue leaves that are closest to the base of the plant, are drying, and I have to pull them off, and I'm wondering, I see no signs of bugs or infestation of any kind. She told me, or no, someone at Bedford Fields had grown them, and that she said they're very, very persnickety about getting their watering and so forth.
Right.
So I wonder if you can help me.
Okay. The main way that you can tell if it's getting too much water or not enough is just to take that hanging plant down and flip it over upside down. And and
don't know how big a pot it's in. I couldn't handle it. it's humongous.
Yeah. If you can see, you need to see what the color the roots are. And
I know.
I'm going to guess. You just said that you've been giving it a lot of water.
No, I've only watered it. Once I went off the base of once a week like she did, and it wasn't overly watering. When I made a mistake, it came through in the saucer below, and I cut that back, but quickly. I let it go over a week with it before I watered it again. So I stayed on the once a week routine so I wouldn't kill it. I haven't got a waterfall for it to grow by, so it's not getting overwatered, but it is shriveling and drying, and I'm just sick.
Okay. If it's in a big pot,
very big.
What you can do is, rather than take it down and try and pull it all apart, push up on the bottom of your pot and feel the weight of your pot. That's
okay.
What, when we had our greenhouse, the most difficult job that a person can have working in a greenhouse is watering.
Yeah.
That is the most difficult job because every plant wants a certain amount of water, some want less, some want more,
and it really is
a difficult job. So what I would tell the people that we worked with, lift up on the pot. Take one arm, lift up on it. If it feels light, give it a good drink. If it feels heavy, don't give it any water, because sometimes you can go 2 weeks between waterings.
Yep.
If you get into a pattern where you're getting a lot of cloudy weather, you're getting a lot of snow, because you're getting less amounts of sun, your plant is going to use less moisture.
But the pot in itself is the heaviest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's a glazed, patterned, raised pattern thing, and I couldn't carry it in the house. My friend had to do it for me.
Okay. Did you try taking your finger and wiggling it down into the pot to feel for moisture?
I've done that. Yeah, I've done
and
that.
It feels,
and
it feels. Now, does it feel like this, like it's moisture in there?
Yes, and so I have not watered it when I felt that way.
Okay, and there's drainage holes, right?
Yeah, because the water came through the saucer. It didn't look to me like it was a non. I was panicky when I first got it because I thought it was not, did not have drainage holes. And then when I made that one mistake of watering and it came through the saucer and stained it all through, that told me it had drainage.
Okay. Now, when you water your Hoya plant, does water come through the saucer every time?
No. Oh, no. Not at all. I don't let that happen.
Okay. What probably has happened?
They are turning tannish and crinkly. The leaves. It looks to me like it's dying.
Yeah. What you probably have is in that soil, you have what's called hot spots. And that's why I asked you if water came out of that saucer when you watered. So when you add the water, if nothing comes out, that means that it's all being absorbed and there's a possibility that you're not giving it enough water. But if this thing is so heavy that you can't pick it up and move it, it makes it difficult for you. So that what I would do is get like a plastic mixing bowl. Take your watering can. Put the mixing bowl where the saucer is. Water above with your watering can. And then wait a second until water comes out through your saucer. And that will tell you that the soil is completely moist. There are no spots where there is no moisture, called a hot spot.
Okay.
Which means that it's bone dry. And you have to think that every leaf on your plant has its own series of roots that will supply the nourishment and the moisture for it. So if the root system in that plant is in one area and it's bone dry, but the rest of the soil is moist, That's why you're losing it. And the lees that will go first are the older lees, the ones
closest. That's what's happening.
Yeah, the ones closest to the soil line.
Yep. I've taken off quite a few already. They've been really curled up and brown.
Yeah, so just take a plastic pot. Maybe if you get a friend or a neighbor to come over to say hello, you say, while you're here, give me a hand.
Yeah.
And just take a plastic mixing bowl that's light and hold it underneath the pot. Water the plant thoroughly. When the water drips out, then you can collect it in the mixing bowl. And
right.
then just take your pot and lift it to one side, and that will help to drain all of the excess out, because you don't want to have water sitting in that saucer.
No, I realize that.
So I would try that.
Okay.
Now, have you fed the plant at all lately?
Yes. A couple of months ago, and then just on the main notion, I gave it a little bit of ironite the other day, last a week ago or so, just a tiny bit of ironite in the watering. But that, because the foliage is nice, not green, nice and green anymore.
Right. Well, some of it could be because it was right up against the glass, but still, it doesn't matter. During the winter months, for example, I put my orchids in a south-facing window. They get sun all day. They do beautiful.
Yeah.
Once I get to May, then I put them in an east or a west window. So
yeah.
The Hoyer, being in a south-facing window, or any other hanging plant, the winter months is like shade during the summer. So a little bit of food, you did good.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Paragon Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Leona from Maine with a question about geraniums.
Leona, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
I want to take some cuttings from my geraniums, and I want to know when I can do it and how soon and just how to go about it.
Okay. You can start to take cuttings on geraniums right now. So what you would do is you've got some big geranium plants in your home now?
Yes.
Okay. What you would do is you would take the tips of your plants about 4 inches in length. And you're gonna strip off everything but the top 3 or 4 leaves. So get a sharp knife or a pair of pruners, whichever is going to be easiest for you. Snip all of your cuttings. Remove some of the foliage because there's no roots. And all you need are 3 to 4 leaves. Now, before you do that, go to your local garden center and some of the feed and grain stores. And what you want is rooting powder. And you can buy a small envelope. You don't need to buy a big jar of the product because a little tin foil type envelope, a plastic envelope, will root up to 100 cuttings. So a little bit will go a long way.
Okay.
So you get some plastic pots, 4-inch inside, fill them with a good potting soil, like the black gold potting soil. fill them with that. Then take your cuttings, remove some of the foliage, dip the end that you made the cutting into the envelope with the rooting powder, and then shake off the excess still in the envelope, because it's going to look just like flour, white in color. And you just want to put a coating on it. You don't want a big clump on it. So dip it in, shake off the excess while it's still in the package, push it in the middle of your 4-inch pot, firm it in place, give it a good drink of water, and then put it in a window where it's going to get plenty of light. And within a week to 10 days, that cutting will be making a brand new root system, and it will start to grow. And once you feel that the root system is beginning, and what I do is I'll take my thumb and index finger, grab a hold of the stem, and just lightly try and lift up on it. And if it comes right out, then I know the roots haven't formed. But if I feel that there's a little bit of a tug, then I know that the root system has begun to develop. And with the rooting powder on a geranium, which is really fleshy and succulent, within 10 days, you've got roots forming on that plant. And then you just take care of it like any other houseplant. Move it to a sunny window. Use a nice fertilizer on it on a regular basis. And then by the time we get to the middle to the end of May, they'll be ready to go outside. The plant will have grown. It will make some flower buds. And your mother plant that you cut back, when you took the cuttings, will double in size. Will get thicker, will get fuller, will make all kinds of new side shoots, and will be a lot more productive. So if the mother plant has been in that container for over a year, get a new plastic pot, 2 inches larger in size, repot it after you've taken all of the cuttings, fertilize it, and you won't believe what that mother plant will do. When we had our greenhouse, we used dynamite. And if you go to your local garden center, you can pick up the rooting hormone, the potting soil, the plastic pots, and ask them for dynamite. And they, if they don't have it, they can order it for you. But dynamite, one application per year. How can you beat that?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.